and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries. As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts inviting you to stay tuned to the program today and even exhorting you to pick up the phone and give someone a call, someone you know who's discouraged and down in their faith and need a spiritual boost. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, Abraham's kind of faith, is just the kind of word that they need from the Lord today. So stay tuned, and we'll be joined by my father, Brother Hardy, for this powerful message, Abraham's Kind of Faith. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this powerful message. And now, Brother Hardy.
See, the devil also has control of the elements of the air. Did you know that? He gets in storms and tornadoes. Somebody said, I don't believe it. Well, I'm reading it to you. He got up and he rebuked the winds and the waves. Would he rebuke his father? He rebuked the devil that got in them. He knew it was the devil. He knew it was the devil's plan to destroy Jesus and his disciples. The devil won most of the battle because all of the disciples were doubters. But the Lord didn't doubt because he had faith in his father's word and his father's power and ability. He had faith in Almighty God, his Father, and we're supposed to have that same faith in God the Father and God the Son. Try it. Next time that the weather's threatening you, get up there and try rebuking it. Oh, I'm not laughing. I remember some years back that we went to Dallas, Texas, and that's Tornado Alley there in Oklahoma because they're wide open plains. And Brother Allen had his tent up at the time, and it was the second day of the meeting in the afternoon service, and I was there, and all of a sudden we could look, and from the direction of Fort Worth was funnel clouds dropping down and heading for the tent. And all the saints under the tent, you know what we did? We rebuked the funnel clouds, and all of a sudden they'd break up. But see, sometimes the devil's more persistent than we. And here come another one. We kept rebuking it till the devil got tired of sending funnel clouds. I'm going to keep on rebuking the devil till he gets tired of coming. And Brother Allen got $1 million worth of advertisement out of it because the newspaper's headlines the next day says, Miracle of the Miracle Tent. After all the tornadoes went through, the tent was still there. And that night, service went on, and people were saved, and people were healed, and people were full of the Holy Spirit, and God was glorified, and the name of Jesus was exalted. When you use faith, it pleases God because it's going to exalt God. People are going to get their needs supplied. People are going to get delivered. People are going to get healed. People are going to get blessed, and there's going to be joy, and God wants the joy in the house of God, and God wants joy in the hearts of his saints, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. I'm feeling mighty fine. I believe what I'm preaching. You know, when a preacher believes what he's preaching, he's getting on dangerous grounds. I'm preaching. Faith comes by hearing. I've been preaching this message to myself all week. Little faith. So small in their eyes that they don't use it. Yeah, I can see Jesus now waking up. Hey, what's all the commotion? I said, don't you care we're being destroyed? Can't you see we're going to die? And Jesus said in his thoughts, how can you die? I'm on board. Just, I'm going to show you what you should have done. You rebuke the devil. What does the Bible say? Rebuke the devil and he'll do what? Flee you. He told the winds, shut up. Told the waves, lie down. And they were saying, what kind of man is this? They should have knew it had to be the Son of God. See, he was showing them. He was allowing all these things to happen to show that he was divine. He was deity. He was the Son of God. But they weren't getting it. He had to ask them, don't you see it yet? I ministered to people for years, and I say, don't you see it yet? Amen. Devil tries to shake my faith and say, ain't no use preaching to them. They don't see it. I'm preaching anyhow. I believe it. Going to stir me up, keep my faith sharp. I'm going to have the victory every day. Thanks be, I might be in a battle, but I'm going to have the assurance I'm going to come out the victorious. I'm going to tell the devil, you might as well quit. Save yourself a bunch of wounds. Because Jesus said, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And when I tread on them, I'm going to tread hard. Some of you people got that weight, you ought to really give it to them. Jesus said, we're not going to perish. I'm on board. No man takes my life. I got authority to lay it down and take it up. I've got to go to Calvary. That's the only place that I can die is on Calvary. Because I got to become a curse. See, Jesus had to die on Calvary. He couldn't die any other way and save man. Because on Calvary it said, cursed be the man who hangeth on a tree. Galatians said he hung on that tree to save all of them that were under a curse. And he had to become a curse. The devil played on that in the Garden of Gethsemane. That the Son of God, the Holy, the Righteous One, is going to be a cursed thing. But he loved us enough that if you got my message in the magazine this month, he wouldn't come down. Oh, the devil's trying to get him to come down, but he wouldn't come down. He's going to try to get you to come down off of your faith, but don't you come down. Stay on the mountaintop of faith. Stand your ground. God's going to do it. Second kind of faith is temporary faith. If you want to follow me reading in Luke, the 8th chapter and 13th, 14th verse. First of all, I'm going to read Luke 8, 5 and 8. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowl of the air devoured it. And some fell on a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Then the Lord in the 13th verse says, they on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe. How do we get saved? It's what the Philippi jailer asked Paul. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. These people believed. They were saved. Oh, I know a lot of religious organizations preach that you can't be lost once you get saved. Oh, but I don't know this. I can't help it. I see it here. Said the stony ground people for a while believed. They were believers. And in time of temptation, they fall away. They believe for a while. The first ground fell on the wayside, and immediately the devil stole the word before they got out of the church. The second ground believed for a while, but because they didn't dig down and get deep and get the word in them and get little roots out of them, little rocks out of them, get the root of bitterness out of them. They went on with the Lord for a while, but when the first test come, they said to the Lord, so long, temporary faith. What kind of faith do you have? Do you have a faith that it's okay as long as everything's going all right? Everything's going all right, I believe. But then the test comes. A financial test comes. A test comes on your job. A test comes in your family. You didn't get what you want when you thought you should have had it and what you should have had. And you get mad at God and you accuse God. Man, I'm not that bold because I know God's a loving God and he loves me. And no good thing will he withhold from me if I walk uprightly. If I just live righteous, if it's good for me, if it's not given to me when I'm living right, then it's not good for me. There was a lot of things in my early life and ministry that I wanted God to do, and it didn't do, and I really got peeved about it, but I didn't quit God. You know, I pouted a little bit. I didn't accuse him, but then as some time went by, I praised God that I didn't get it, because I knew I wasn't ready. God knew I wasn't ready, but I didn't know it, and God had to let me know that I wasn't ready. Let me speak to some young ministers now. They got a call to preach. Now, being called to preach, being prepared and qualified to preach, then being commissioned to preach and being sent to preach is two different things. He called those 12 disciples, but he couldn't commission them to keep on doing the work that he wanted them to ultimately do. He couldn't even use Peter because Peter, at the crucial time of Jesus' trial, denied the Lord. And even to prove it, when the little damsel said, you're one of them. He said, no, I'm not one of them. I mean, when the devil's crowd come around me and say, you're one of them. I said, bless God, I'm one of them. I'm a child of God. I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. Because when the saints go marching in, I'm going to be one of them. Give the Lord a clap off, you're going to be one of them. I remember God called me in prophecy and told me what my ministry was going to be. And I immediately packed my bags, and I was ready, I thought. But God let them bags packed a long time before I was ready. God had to prove me and test me. God had to develop me. God had to develop my faith. That's why Jesus gave his disciples a 3.5-year Bible course. And still, like I said, Peter at the end was failing. Here, our salvation was in the balance. If these men were not ready, we wouldn't be here. Then 40 days, he gave him a postgraduate course. After 3 years personal ministry, you'd have thought they'd have learned everything about ministering. 3.5 years with Jesus. He had to rebuke them after the resurrection. He had to rebuke Thomas. Thomas said, "No, I got to see it. I still got seeing faith. I got feeling faith. If I don't see it and feel it, no, I ain't going to believe." He said, "Thomas, come on up here. Stick your hand in my side. Stick your hand in my hand and don't be doubting, only be believing." He said, "Thomas, you believe because you've seen, but blessed are they that have not seen yet believe." You got to see it and believe, and you're blessed. Temporary faith. Everything's got to be going all right. Can't take it through the test. The Bible said in Hebrews that Jesus was tempted in all points like as we, without sin. Temporary faith. Everything has got to be rosy. If you don't get your prosperity, but when the prosperity didn't come, they quit God. I think the greatest prosperity is to have prosperity in your soul. That's the greatest, because I don't worry about money, because God has promised to supply all of my need. So you might have $1 million and need two, and you're $1 million short. But I believe being rich is having what you need when you need it. And if you believe when you need it, God is going to give it to you. But my God, but in spite, but means contrary to what's happened up ahead, I shall supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory.
Amen. What an inspirational and soul-strengthening word from God's Word by my father, Brother Hardy. Abraham's kind of faith. What do you need when you've been waiting on the answer to your prayer and time is passing by without the fulfillment? When things seem to be getting worse instead of better? When you're facing insurmountable obstructions and you feel like just giving up? What you need is Abraham's kind of faith. The faith that won't lose hope even when hope is against you. That will enable you to believe against hope. To not stagger in unbelief at the promises of God, but to remain fully persuaded that what God has promised, He is able to perform. You need the faith of our father Abraham, who believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now the Hebrew text actually states that Abraham believed God and said amen. And Paul said in Romans 4 that we are to walk in the very same steps of our father, Abraham. And this anointed teaching by Brother Hardy will tell you how you can walk in the steps of your father, Abraham. How you can believe against hope when hope is against you. How you can have Abraham's kind of faith. This message is available either on audio tape or CD. You can receive it on 2 audio tapes for your love gift to the ministry of $10 and ask for offer number 100T as in tape. Or it's available on 2 CDs for your love gift of $18 to the ministry and ask for offer number 100CD for 2 CDs. Abraham's Kind of Faith. Address your request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.